Look at task one. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice. You are going to hear two radio programs for children. The first program is about barn owls. The second program is about jellyfish.
Good morning. In today's program, you are going to listen to some information about the barn owl. Barn owls are a type of bird found all over the world apart from the polar and desert regions. Barn owls are usually between 25 and 40 centimeters tall. In an adult barn owl, the distance from the end of one wing to the end of the other is 110 centimeters. Surprisingly, these common barn owls do not make the hoot sound that can often be heard at night. Instead, the owls produce a high-pitched scream and can also hiss in a similar way to a cat or snake if the barn owl is in danger. Normally, barn owls rest during the daytime hours and come out at dusk to begin a night of hunting. Good morning. In today's program, you are going to listen to some information about the jellyfish. Jellyfish are animals without bones that float freely through the world's oceans. They are particularly noticeable in warm coastal areas. Jellyfish can be found in all shapes and sizes. There are thought to be around 2,000 different types of jellyfish. The body of the jellyfish is mainly made up of water, around 90% in fact. Jellyfish also have tentacles around their mouths that vary in length depending on the type of jellyfish. Jellyfish use their tentacles to both catch and sting their victim. Some jellyfish stings contain poison, which the jellyfish uses to paralyze and kill its prey. The box jellyfish, found in the oceans around Australia, has a sting powerful enough to kill humans.
Listen to the sentences and underline the correct word or phrase in the brackets as you listen. Barn owls. Number 1. Barn owls are found everywhere, only here, nowhere, apart from the polar and desert regions. Number 2. The wings of an adult barn owl measure 40 centimetres, 100 centimetres, 110 centimetres when they are open. Number 3. Barn owls hoot, scream, shout. Number 4. Barn owls hunt during the day, during the night, at dawn. Jellyfish. Number 5. Jellyfish are mostly, never, rarely seen in warm coastal areas. Number 6. The body of the jellyfish is made up mostly of jelly, water, flesh. Number 7. Jellyfish catch their victims with their tentacles, mouth, tails. Number 8. All, no, a few jellyfish are poisonous. Now you will hear the two texts again. Listen carefully.
Good morning. In today's program, you are going to listen to some information about the barn owl. Barn owls are a type of bird found all over the world apart from the polar and desert regions. Barn owls are usually between 25 and 40 centimetres tall. In an adult barn owl, the distance from the end of one wing to the end of the other is 110 centimetres. Surprisingly, these common barn owls do not make the hoot sound that can often be heard at night. Instead, the owls produce a high-pitched scream and can also hiss in a similar way to a cat or snake if the barn owl is in danger. Normally, barn owls rest during the daytime hours and come out at dusk to begin a night of hunting. Good morning. In today's programme, you are going to listen to some information about the jellyfish. Jellyfish are animals without bones that float freely through the world's oceans. They are particularly noticeable in warm coastal areas. Jellyfish can be found in all shapes and sizes. There are thought to be around 2,000 different types of jellyfish. The body of the jellyfish is mainly made up of water, around 90% in fact. Jellyfish also have tentacles around their mouths that vary in length depending on the type of jellyfish. Jellyfish use their tentacles to both catch and sting their victim. Some jellyfish stings contain poison, which the jellyfish uses to paralyze and kill its prey. The box jellyfish, found in the oceans around Australia, has a sting powerful enough to kill humans.
Listen to the sentences again. You may finish this task as you listen. Barn owls. Number 1. Barn owls are found everywhere, only here, nowhere, apart from the polar and desert regions. Number 2. The wings of an adult barn owl measure 40 centimetres, 100 centimetres, 110 centimetres when they are open. Number 3. Barn owls hoot, scream, shout. Number 4. Barn owls hunt during the day, during the night, at dawn. Jellyfish. Number 5. Jellyfish are mostly, never, rarely seen in warm coastal areas. Number 6. The body of the jellyfish is made up mostly of jelly, water, flesh. Number 7. Jellyfish catch their victims with their tentacles, mouth, tails. Number 8. All, no, a few jellyfish are poisonous. You now have some time to check your answers. This is the end of task 1. Look at the 4 exercises for task 2. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice. Andrew, Sue and Patrick are waiting for the school transport to take them to school. Listen to their conversation.
Morning, Sue. How are you? We didn't see you yesterday evening.
Oh, hi, Patrick. No, I had such a lot of homework to do. I had to miss the training session, and I really hate it when I don't manage to do some sports.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I've only missed 3 sessions this year, and the coach will probably choose me for the team that's going to Ireland in August.
Good for you. You deserve it. Oh, hi, Andrew. What's that magazine you're carrying?
Oh, hi there, you two. What? Oh, the magazine. It's about science and technology. It comes out every month and I buy it very often.
Is it any good? Do you actually find interesting stuff to read in it? It looks very serious.
No, it's not that hard to understand. In any case, I like the subject and I want to know what's new in the world of science and technology. Who knows? Maybe right now you're talking to the future Einstein.
Well, as long as your hair won't look as bad as his.
Seriously, would you want to become a scientist and work in a laboratory?
Yeah, why not? And Sue can be my assistant.
Assistant? Maybe I'll be your boss and tell you what to do.
Well, whatever you two decide to become, just make sure to come to me to fix your cars, because I'd really like to study to become a mechanic.
I didn't know you were interested in engines and stuff like that. You certainly kept that a secret.
Yeah, Pat. This is the first time you've spoken about what you want to do when we leave school.
It's not a secret. It's just that I've never spoken about it. You see, on Saturday, I often go to my cousin's garage and I love watching him fixing cars. And he's forever telling me to learn properly about fixing cars, because nowadays you need to be able to read and use computers to be a good mechanic.
Yes, my dad was saying the other day that there aren't many jobs that don't use computers. It's all about technology, which means you'll always find a job, Andrew, with your interest in technology.
Listen, you. You're the only one who hasn't said what you want to become when you leave school. So, what is it going to be? Bank manager? Doctor?
Well, now that you ask, I'd really like to drive a bus.
What? You want to drive a bus?
I knew you'd be like this.
Well, here's the bus. It's finally arrived.
Listen to the exercises and complete them. Exercise 1. True, false, or no information given. Tick the correct box in the table below. A. Sue feels unhappy when she misses a training session. Tick the correct box now. B. Patrick is afraid he will not be in the team going to Ireland. Tick the correct box now. C. Sue thinks that it's right that Patrick should be chosen for the team. Tick the correct box now. D. Andrew rarely buys a magazine on science and technology. Tick the correct box now. E. Sue buys a magazine on health and fitness every month. Tick the correct box now. Exercise 2. Underline the correct word or phrase in each bracket. A. Andrew says that the magazine is quite straightforward, quite hard, quite boring. B. Patrick is unhappy, surprised, certain that Andrew would like to work in a science laboratory. C. Sue is annoyed, pleased, scared at the thought of being an assistant to Andrew. D. Patrick would like to be, has become, would hate to be, a mechanic. Exercise 3. Match the two halves of the sentences by writing the correct letter in the box. The first one is done for you. One is extra. Column 1. A. Andrew teased Sue. B. Patrick is looking forward to. C. Patrick loves watching his cousin. D. Sue's dad thinks that for most jobs, knowing how to use a computer is. E. Sue is thinking of. Column 2. Studying to be a mechanic. About becoming his assistant. Becoming really important. Becoming a bus driver. Doing her hair like Einstein's. Fixing cars. A. Andrew teased Sue about becoming his assistant. Exercise 4. Fill in each blank with one word. A. Sue is. That Patrick wants to become a mechanic. B. Sue thinks that Andrew will always find her because he is interested in technology. C. Andrew thinks that Sue might want to become a bank manager or a. Now you will hear the recording again. Listen carefully.
Morning, Sue. How are you? We didn't see you yesterday evening.
Oh, hi, Patrick. No, I had such a lot of homework to do. I had to miss the training session, and I really hate it when I don't manage to do some sports.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I've only missed 3 sessions this year, and the coach will probably choose me for the team that's going to Ireland in August.
Good for you. You deserve it. Oh, hi, Andrew. What's that magazine you're carrying?
Oh, hi there, you two. What? Oh, the magazine. It's about science and technology. It comes out every month and I buy it very often.
Is it any good? Do you actually find interesting stuff to read in it? It looks very serious.
No, it's not that hard to understand. In any case, I like the subject and I want to know what's new in the world of science and technology. Who knows? Maybe right now you're talking to the future Einstein.
Well, as long as your hair won't look as bad as his.
Seriously, would you want to become a scientist and work in a laboratory?
Yeah, why not? And Sue can be my assistant.
Assistant? Maybe I'll be your boss and tell you what to do.
Well, whatever you two decide to become, just make sure to come to me to fix your cars, because I'd really like to study to become a mechanic.
I didn't know you were interested in engines and stuff like that. You certainly kept that a secret.
Yeah, Pat. This is the first time you've spoken about what you want to do when we leave school.
It's not a secret. It's just that I've never spoken about it. You see, on Saturday, I often go to my cousin's garage, and I love watching him fixing cars. And he's forever telling me to learn properly about fixing cars, because nowadays, you need to be able to read and use computers to be a good mechanic.
Yes, my dad was saying the other day that there aren't many jobs that don't use computers. It's all about technology, which means you'll always find a job, Andrew, with your interest in technology.
Listen, you. You're the only one who hasn't said what you want to become when you leave school. So, what is it going to be? Bank manager? Doctor?
Well, now that you ask, I'd really like to drive a bus.
What? You want to drive a bus?
I knew you'd be like this.
Well, here's the bus. It's finally arrived.
Listen to the exercises again. You may finish off any remaining exercises as you listen. Exercise 1. True, false, or no information given. Tick the correct box in the table below. A. Sue feels unhappy when she misses a training session. Tick the correct box now. B. Patrick is afraid he will not be in the team going to Ireland. Tick the correct box now. C. Sue thinks that it's right that Patrick should be chosen for the team. Tick the correct box now. D. Andrew rarely buys a magazine on science and technology. Tick the correct box now. E. Sue buys a magazine on health and fitness every month. Tick the correct box now. Exercise 2. Underline the correct word or phrase in each bracket. A. Andrew says that the magazine is quite straightforward, quite hard, quite boring. B. Patrick is unhappy, surprised, certain that Andrew would like to work in a science laboratory. C. Sue is annoyed, pleased, scared at the thought of being an assistant to Andrew. D. Patrick would like to be, has become, would hate to be, a mechanic. Exercise 3. Match the two halves of the sentences by writing the correct letter in the box. The first one is done for you. One is extra. Column 1. A. Andrew teased Sue. B. Patrick is looking forward to. C. Patrick loves watching his cousin. D. Sue's dad thinks that for most jobs, knowing how to use a computer is. E. Sue is thinking of. Column 2. Studying to be a mechanic. About becoming his assistant. Becoming really important. Becoming a bus driver. Doing her hair like Einstein's. Fixing cars. A. Andrew teased Sue about becoming his assistant. Exercise 4. Fill in each blank with one word. A. Sue is that Patrick wants to become a mechanic. B. Sue thinks that Andrew will always find her because he is interested in technology. C. Andrew thinks that Sue might want to become a bank manager or a. You now have some time to check your answers. This is the end of task 2 and the end of the listening comprehension paper.